Welcome in, everyone, to episode 9 of Who's Together podcast. I am your girl, Lauren, UVA Women's Basketball Class of 2018, here with my bro.
Sheesh, 2018, we old. But I'm Quinn, you already know, I'm class of 18 as well, on the football team, you know, 2018, you know, some schlight.
Number 3.
You know, some schlight.
Here. We are back with another episode today. As college football season is winding down, we're going to transition into men and women's hoops, as well as covering the other teams that are playing and that are active on campus, on grounds, as a UVA alum would say. But let's first start. What'd you say?
Get that right, you know.
Yeah, get it right. Because I feel like I've been away from UVA for so long, and I cover basketball, and so I'm talking to people who say campus, sophomore, junior, and that's just not how we roll. So
yeah, I caught myself the other day when I was speaking to somebody and I was like, yeah, campus, wait, no, grounds,
you know. Or you know, like, yeah, when I was a junior, I'm like, oh no, when I was a third year, like
I'm like, all right, yeah.
But before we change gears to basketball, because a lot of memorials have still been going on for Lavelle, Deshaun, and Devin, so I just want to take time to say thank you for, you know, all the student led groups, organizations. I don't know if you saw the Georgia Tech game, but the students in the front row said praying for UVA, like written in paint on each person's back or chest. I think it was their back.
Yeah, it was their back. I don't think it would have been their chest.
You know? Yeah, I think it's their back.
I think probably Georgia was on the front of them or something. I don't know. But
Yeah, but like different organizations, whether student-led or schools or programs that are just showing love and trying to continue to honor the names of Lavelle, Devin, and Deshaun. So shout out to them for continuing to do that, because obviously, you know, the university team, family still grieving. And I think another thing that's been really dope is to see all the patches on UVA teams' jerseys as they play, and they continue to, you know, have to play with a heavy heart. They have that on the front of their jersey. So that's really dope to see. And obviously it's being talked about a lot in the media during the game broadcast.
Everywhere. So, I just think, like, I think it's good. And I think, you know, I think, and I was talking to people who went to, like, you know, the services this weekend. Mm-hmm. It just felt good, you know, just to celebrate them.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with the first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game bets, props, and futures. Head over to BetOnline today and use your mobile device to join and make your first sports bet. Use our promo, BELIEVE50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
You know, and I know it's just been surrounded by nothing but tragedy and darkness, but I think to truly just celebrate those kids.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the most special thing about all of this is. Like, it's something we can't question, and we will never know the why, but, you know, it's just, they've impacted the world.
Yep.
With, you know, and it sucked the way it happened, but I mean, they impacted the world, and, you know, it's just a blessing to have known them, and it's been, you know, nothing but uplifting spirits. And, you know, I know the families are still grieving, and, you know, they're still in pain, and I'm still with you guys. It's not going to be easy, but, you know, it's just a blessing to have known them, and it's just great to celebrate them now, like celebrate all they've done, all they accomplished, and then just keep celebrating, you know, their life after. And I think that's what's most important.
Yeah. And I don't know if this was confirmed or not. I know that there were reports that New England Patriots allowed, or I don't know if they donated it or if someone bought out their plane for the UVA football team to be able to get to all three services. Either way, whoever set that up, whoever's a part of getting that together, I think that's awesome. You know, obviously we couldn't use our own plane or whatever the case was. Obviously nobody is prepared for this. And so for us to be able to use the NFL team's private plane, I think that's really dope, and just shows you the family that is around and supporting this football community right now. Another thing,
great. Go ahead. No, you're good. Go ahead.
I was just going to say another thing is the students are returning to campus. Yeah. They have returned on Sunday, obviously with a heavy heart. Jim Ryan had talked about it during the memorial last weekend, saying that there were going to be some things going on campus still when they returned. And so I know that they did like a moment of silence and they like rang the chapel bells at a certain time today. And just want to reiterate, like there are a lot of resources on grounds for students who may need it, faculty, staff who may need it. So just continue to seek those things out. And then also just like lean on each other because, you know, the end of the school or end of the semester, I should say, finals, added stress. Like we know that feeling, but
it's here.
Lean on your friends during this time, y'all, and just try to lift each other up, keep each other's spirits lifted because it's also the holiday season, right? And there's a lot to be grateful for. How was your Thanksgiving, by the way, Quinn?
It was great. I ate a lot and I felt I felt bad because I ate so much. Like it was at a point like I literally had two plates like at my sister's house. I went to my dad's house, had two more plates, like full plates. I'm just like, I don't even know where this food is going at this point. Like I'm just stuffed at this.
I couldn't get past the second plate, but I did wait like 2 hours and then I had like a plate of just desserts.
I didn't even have desserts until like the next day. I ate so much on the first day. Like I literally didn't even get to the dessert until like the next day. Literally.
You overdid it.
Then I took to-go plates from my sister's house and my dad's house.
As you should.
I was in my hotel with a little fridge like this stacked with aluminum foil all in it. So it was
the only thing you missed out on is the turkey salad after the fact. Does your family make turkey salad out of the turkey that's left over?
I don't think they did.
Okay. Because I know my mom usually does. She came to Texas for Thanksgiving, but my cousin who hosted, she has some turkey salad and I went over there yesterday to go get some and it was.
Yeah. We didn't. I don't think we did that because I don't know what they did with the food, honestly.
I was going to say, it probably ate it all, honestly.
I took my plates and I was gone. And that's all that mattered.
So it don't matter after that.
Personally. But, you know, hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, by the way. It was safe. And, you know, another holiday is coming up real soon. Yep. So everyone save your money. Get ready to buy gifts. If anyone needs to add my name to their gift, go right ahead. They can sign my name and I will be more than willing to, you know, honor that gift with you. I'm big on just signing my name. So just let me know if one needs me to sign their name.
You're going to be a great Santa one day.
Yeah, to a Christmas gift, I'm here for you guys. Just let me know. I can give you my address and I can send it right away. That's all. But going off of that, we definitely got to get into these sports that are going on around grounds. And it's been great seeing women's basketball be undefeated. Seven games? Eight games? Eight games?
8-0, right? Baby.
And then we're 8-0 there. And then, you know, it's just
all around.
We look at our boys, it's like we're ranked number 3.
Woo!
Like
last undefeated team in the ACC.
Like we're doing big things. So let's first start with women's basketball. I think that just deserves like its light of its own. I mean, all our sports deserve the light of their own, but I think this one coming into the season, we talked about it. We talked about the new spark that the new head coach is bringing there. And it's just like the girls look like they're having fun. They're excited.
Yeah.
And I seen the other day, I can't remember who they were playing. They were down. And then they came all the way back and won the game. And I just was watching and I was just like, I see the spark. I see the fun. I see the energy. So like, tell me what has been your like observation through 8 games, you know, whoever they're playing is 8 games and they're 8-0.
Yeah. I think the game you were talking about was Minnesota.
Minnesota.
That was probably the closest game that they have had or closest win that they've had, only won by 3. But like you said, they pulled it out. So what I'm seeing from them is the fight. It's the hunger. It is the willing to just do whatever is needed to win. And I think it's really cool because when I talked to Coach Mox on our episode where I interviewed her, she's like, I just want to get us back to the winning mentality. And like that is so true that you have it's a mentality. Whether you're winning or not, if you have a winner's mentality, you're going to do whatever it takes to hopefully sway the outcome as a win. And to see it just come to fruition right now is really good to see, you know, whether they're playing top competition or not. Like when I look at the people they played Campbell, American, Loyola Chicago. They had an ACC game in there against Wake Forest and then Minnesota, a Big Ten team.
Think so.
I think Minnesota's Big Ten. And so they're getting experience at different levels and just seeing them bond together during this time. As we said, you know, they were the first team to play after the horrific tragedy happened on campus or on grounds. Keep saying that on grounds. And I think that they've just been leaning on each other, you know, and I think that's what it takes to pull out the wins. But like you said, they got A&O for the first time since 1992. They got two
Born
votes. I mean, Grant, it's just two, but they got votes to be in the AP top 25.
it doesn't matter. That's
That's saying
big.
a lot.
That is saying a lot.
That's
And
getting. Go
on
ahead.
top of that, it's like I've been hearing great things about JPJ when the girls are
Me
playing.
too. Me
Like
too.
I've been hearing that it's been electric. It's been wonderful to see that tennis has been pretty good. And that's what it's all about. And you know, like what you said, you know, Coach Mox, she was named, you know, ESPN Coach of the Week. Like,
National recognition, not for just herself, but the team as
exactly.
well.
It's there. It's coming. And then, you know, there's a lot of standout players right now.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot going on that side. So
That's what makes
who
it so
right now?
great, though.
Yeah, I know. So who right now, you know, would you say are those key standout players for women's basketball?
First one has to be Cameron Taylor. I'm always a fan of my post players, no matter what. I think that she is holding it down right now. I don't know if, you know, a lot of people know her backstory, but she's a transfer from Marquette. In her season, the season last year, she lost her mom in October. So, you know, that's right before the season starts. And she tried to play and just couldn't mentally get there. So she took a step away from the team last season. She's come, and even then, she was leading the team. She led the team in scoring all year last season without even playing after just a few games of averaging about 14, 15 points per game. So that just tells you what type of player she is to have to go through that type of adversity and still lead a team in scoring. And this year, she hasn't really slowed down.
He
She is
hasn't.
she's shooting 44% from the field. She's averaging almost 14 points per game, and she's just a workhorse. She don't let nobody get in her way. If you can't tell, I'm a
Yeah,
Cougars.
I see. I know. I mean,
And another piece of the magic is also Sam Brunell. We talked about her before. She transferred from Notre Dame, but she is a Charlottesville kid. She's been around the program her entire life, growing up right outside of town. And, you know, she is brings her height inside, which is really nice. And then on the outside, she can shoot the three.
shoot a
She's
three.
shooting about 39% from behind the arc right now. So that's really cool to see. And, you know, I think a lot of people had questions about her a little bit coming off the off season because she had a shoulder surgery. But she's bounced back, it seems, and she just brings a lot of energy. I think all of them bring so much
Do.
energy.
The
It's like
whole
it's
team.
hard to say one or two people because like Mira McLean, she's a transfer as well from UConn. She is a workhorse on the rebound. Like she's only like 5'11", but she's like rockets, skyrockets over people to get rebounds.
It gets buckets
Taylor
and she
Raliday,
shoots
she's the
right.
quickest player on the court right now in the ACC, I would say. She's extremely fast. Kate, like going down the list, everybody is doing their job. So that's really cool to see.
No, it's been great, honestly, to
Yeah.
see that type of energy and just to see how they're playing. I like, yes, the wins are coming now because they have that winning mentality,
Yeah.
but just to go on the lines of all of those players are balling together and
Yeah.
they're playing together, having fun, bringing the energy back to what women's basketball is, and they're making it fun. And I'm actually looking to go to a game probably in December. I'm not sure yet. I'm
Yeah,
trying.
I was supposed to go in January, but These flights are expensive, man.
Yeah, not yet. So I'm good. I can just drive. So I'm good with that. So I'm definitely going to come check a game out at JP because I want to experience that again and just be able to be a part of that. Like I used to come to all the games, you know, when I was there. But you know, now we got to get to the men's basketball team just
Let's
because
talk about it.
they also had so many doubts and questions coming into the year because they just didn't know. I mean, you know, of course, with new teams, you know, there's some same players and then there's new players, which, you know, it's just how it works in sports. You know, you get the opportunity to go play further in your career, which some did, and then some are still there. And, you know, we have great leadership there with Tony Bennett. But what are your takeaways right now from men's basketball?
Yeah, I think people were like nervous about them because they didn't make it to the NCAA tournament last year for the first time in a while, which makes sense. They went to the NIT, they didn't win the NIT, so it's like, all right, what are we going to get from this team? But I think because of Tony Bennett's system, it does take some time to get in a rhythm. Like, you know, like their offense is going to be slow, not slow. It's just going to be a lot of
They've been
motion offense.
faster this year than most times I've
It
seen this.
is. And that's probably because these players are kind of new into the system. And they're like, we're just trying to shoot the ball. But no, you know, it takes time for them to get the shots that they want. And that's what Tony Bennett wants. He will rather take quality shots over quantity. And so that's what we see on offense, which takes a while to get into. But the hardest part about his system is the defense. Like, you have
Defense.
to know that defense to a T for it to be successful. You can't halfway know it and think you're going to go stop a top 10 team in the country. So I think that was their issue last season. There were a lot of lapses on ball screens, whether not knowing really the defensive assignments. And so this year we're seeing a change. We're seeing some experience. I think Armaan Franklin has stepped his game up a lot, which is, you know, on both sides of the floor, offensive and defensive. He is averaging almost two steals a game. He's also averaging 16 points a game. So his game has just like completely done a 180, and I think he's just playing with a lot more confidence. And you know, their point guard is also Ke'Kay Clark, and so he's been in this program for a long time, and he knows exactly what, you know, Coach Bennett wants. And we're just seeing them play with a lot more confidence, I think. Like, I don't know if like somebody has been in their ear. I don't know. I did see Zay after I forget which game it was after. I think it was 2 games ago. He went up to Jaden Gardner after the game, and was just, because I guess he didn't have a good game, and so he just went up to him and was like, "Hey, don't worry about it." Like, I don't know what he was saying, but I could tell that he was just like, "No, like it's gonna be good. Like, you're all right. You're all right." Like, trying to hype him up. And I think all around, when they are playing with confidence, what Coach Bennett is telling them to do works. So that's been really cool to see. And
It's
they're winning. They're undefeated. So that's
they
always
are
cool
winning.
too.
And so they both have tough challenges ahead of them this upcoming week. Our boys, they will play Michigan. That's gonna be a really good game. And then our girls are playing Penn State. And so we need all the energy. We need all the vibes that spark that they've been feeling from us to continue to support them. No matter where they are, no matter where they're playing, we just got to keep going and keep supporting these teams. And so, just going off of that, for both men's and women, what would they need to improve to stay where they are?
Yeah, I think the men is just like keeping that pace that Coach Bennett wants them to play at. I think if they get sped up, that's where they're going to, like, I don't want to say play erratically because I feel like erratic and UVA men's basketball don't go in the same
They don't,
sentence.
but it's okay.
But it's like, if as long as they determine what pace they're going to play at for the entire game, that's when they're at their best. And so improvement wise, I would just say, you know, like, they have players who all have the capability of having a high scoring night. So just feeding the hot hand, not necessarily getting stuck in that rhythm, in that pace, but just feeding whoever is scoring. Because when they do that, and they've done it a few times with Armaan Franklin, in their last game for Jaden Gardner, he went off with 20 something points. So whoever is hot, keep the ball in their hands. And for the women, I would just say, improvement wise, you need to, they have, their identity is still being formed, right? They have amazing energy. Their will is like out of this world. I just think that they look a little different when what's her name? I just said she, I was a huge fan of hers. Cameron Taylor. They have a Taylor Valaday, Cameron Taylor, so many Taylors. When she's off the floor, they look they just aren't scoring as much. They look, their offense looks a little stagnant. So I would just say improvement wise is just finding ways to get good quality shots at the basket when your scoring force isn't out there on the court. But other than that, I it's really hard to give two teams that are undefeated improvements. But also women's basketball needs to stop turning the ball over. I will say that. They won. They had a really good game yesterday. Against ECU, our former coaches, Coach Kim O'Neill and Corey McNeil, they turned the ball over entirely too much. They had like 20 point, they were up by 20 points and they were still turning the ball over. It was pretty ridiculous. But other than that, take care of the ball and find ways to score without Cameron Taylor on the court.
So that's just what it is, ladies and gentlemen. We just gotta keep
Keep
it
it
going.
going. Keep it
It
going.
just we gotta keep winning. We gotta keep just playing UVA
And I
basketball.
will say, the last time that UVA women's basketball at least went undefeated this long, 8 games, was 1992. I said that already. But that was also the year that they went to the Final Four. And the first thing that Coach Mock said in her press conference when she got here was that she wanted this team to be a winning team and bring it back to what she knows UVA women's basketball to be, which was those Final Four teams. So I think she just put it out there in the universe, and God is like, here you go. I
I know four.
don't know, but hey, high hopes, right?
Big hopes, big hopes, big hopes, big dreams.
For
Like we said,
sure.
they play, our men's basketball plays Michigan, and our women's will play Penn State.
Yep.
Support them, honor
Michigan is
them.
going to be a huge game, y'all. It's going to
It is.
be, they have so much size. I think that's going to be a tough task for them because, our men's team, we have a few sixers, but, and when I say a few, I might mean two. and Michigan State has Hunter Dixon, 7-1, Jet Howard, 6'8", 6'7", Terrence Williams, the second,
Okay.
6'10", Terrace Reed.
It's okay.
So,
It's the harder they fall. That's all. It's the harder they fall. That's all that
there will
means.
be a test, but I think that we have enough heart and we have enough experience now to get the job done.
We have Tony Bennett. That's who we have. We have
That
Tony Bennett. You don't
too.
score on us. You don't score.
For
If they
sure.
can't score, they don't win. That's
Tell
all I'm saying. You know
them.
what I mean? It's just what it
And
is.
so obviously basketball season is in the swing. We're going to continue talking about that more. We're going to continue hopefully bringing some players on. I know that we've talked to Coach Mox and we've talked to Caden Shedrick from the men's team. So as a season, what's up?
You think Tony Bennett will talk to us? Like, do you think we have that much pool yet? Like that he will like, what if he just came on and just said, "Hey guys," like, and that's it, you know, it just like walked away. Like, do you think, I'm putting this out in the air, Tony.
I have Eric Bakker's number. That's their SID. I don't know, but I could try.
We can try. I think it'll be cool, and like we can come to his office. Like, you don't tell him we can come to his office, or we can do it on Zoom or whatever. I
Yeah.
just think it'll be kind of great to get Tony Bennett up
Oh,
here
for sure.
because they will love it.
Oh my goodness. We're running out of time. How long has that been?
I don't know.
Sorry, guys, for those listening. We do this virtually, obviously, and so the little message came up saying that we're running out of time. I
Oh
know
man.
we
All right.
got really
Look.
hype about men and women's basketball,
Yeah.
but
Sorry. Sorry.
the fall sports have come to an end,
Yes.
unfortunately. We have
Unfortunately.
no more teams playing fall sports playing. Women's soccer, they were number 11 in the country. They just fell in the NCAA quarterfinals to number one, UCLA. So that kind of sucks, but it was their ninth quarterfinal appearance, so that's something to be happy about. And
They still made it. They still made it. They still. That's all that matters. You
And they
know?
end their season 16, 4-3 ties. So I think that's a successful season for them. And then also volleyball, women's volleyball, they lost, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, or by the time this comes out, it'll probably be a few days from then. But they ended their season 12-17, which on the outside, on paper, you wouldn't think is that good, but they only won 10 games last season, or
No,
not last
yeah.
season, in the last two
In
seasons
2 years, yeah.
combined.
Fine. So it's good.
So,
I think, you know, the new they're doing a good thing over there, you know,
yeah.
and they're playing hard, they're playing tough. And we commend you ladies as well. Keep it up. Let's get ready for next season. I know,
And now
you
that
know,
there's
you
a
have
new head coach, you know, it's also hard when a new, I mean, we always talk about new head coaches coming in because you don't have your recruits, right? Like you, it takes a while to get those recruits. And so they're losing fifth year Grace Turner, who's been an outstanding player for Virginia for the last 5 years. And I think they're going to really need to replace her because she was like their powerhouse outside of Abby Tater, who's a middle blocker. But it's a first year for a head coach, you know? And I think that a 12-17 record after only
A win.
winning 8 games last season and 2 the year before that,
That's a win.
that's a win. And that shows progress. So I think, you
They
know,
won some tough games too, though. They won
yeah.
some tough games and been in some tough matches. So, you know, kudos to you guys.
Yeah.
You know, season's over. You know, it probably wasn't how you expected it, but we got next year and we're coming back even stronger
Yeah.
and we're going to turn this into a winning program. And I know that coach there is going to do that. It
Yeah.
shows. It shows right there. Like, it shows. And they still pack out Mem Gym. Everything is still according to plan and it's going to work. Everyone just stick to it. And then, you know, of course, our men's soccer, you know, they lost as well a few weeks back,
Yep.
Marshall. So it's okay. You know, they had a wonderful season as well. Every sport, we love you guys. We're thankful for you. We're supporters of you. Don't ever think that win or lose or draw, we got your backs. We are
Always
one.
a goose. You're
We
always
always
on goose.
are, and we're always going to be there in your guys' corner. But we already said this episode getting a little too long,
Yeah, it is getting long, so
so
we're gonna have to wrap it up a little.
we're gonna wrap this thing on up real quick. But you know, you can
Yeah.
follow us on all our social medias, check us out on Apple Music, all the platforms that this goes out to. Download it, listen to it, share it, do all that you guys want to do. It's
Appreciate
we're only
y'all.
getting better, and just share this out and everyone tag Tony Bennett, even though I don't know if he has social media because I don't think he does.
Tony Bennett does
But
not.
just at him or at that at the fake Tony Bennett's page, because I think he can get in touch to Tony Bennett somehow. But just we're just throwing it out there, guys. Okay, if you want Tony Bennett, y'all gotta help us get him. You know, we gotta be popping to get that.
I
So
love
you know, check us out on all our social media pages. You know, follow us. You know, talk to us. We're here.
Yep.
So
Let's
and
keep it going.
I think that's about a wrap.
Make
Ooh.
yours. Double bag and flip the proceeds. Last year on the corner sipping OE. Had to get off the block. Best friend smoking rock. Best man called the cops. Rose from the city that never sleeps. It's the melting pot.